Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
At the Gas Digital Network Studios, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the morning zoo. We have the absolute pleasure of two excellent guests joining us, as he is very frequently, one of my best friends in comedy, Alex Tomaselli. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, dude. Good to see you, as always.
Good to see you. And sitting next to him, a true treat, one of my favorites. Guys, it's Mike Racine.
Are you guys really best friends?
We are very close, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we go out on the road together a lot.
I'm not close with anybody.
I wouldn't say we're comedy close.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
If you took any day me and Alex have together on the road, mm-hmm. and we were a gay couple,
uh-huh.
that would be the day I think of, like, on my deathbed while we're holding hands.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Like, we just went antiquing. We smoked a joint in the park. We had hot dogs. Just a beautiful gay day.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been to your place or anything, though. Yeah.
No.
And I don't think you've been in my apartment either.
Yeah. No, I've only stood outside awkwardly.
I don't think I've ever had a best friend my entire life.
Oh.
I lived with my best friend for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I think that was like...
Isn't that a lot
of pressure? You kind of resent them, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You just find things wrong with them and ruminate about it for the rest of your relationship.
And you go, ooh, you're my best friend?
Yeah.
You're like, my best friend's a loser.
But no, I have a close circle, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have, like, three or four people that I'm really, really close with, like, talk to every day.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, yeah, I talk to... Alex and I talk every week.
Yeah, yeah. We share movie stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything
like,
stupid.
That's, to me, like, friendship. Like, if I see something cool, like, he's one of the first people I'll text.
Mm-hmm. See, I guess my four-year-old is my best friend, but that's not going to last forever. That's not going to last forever.
No, but, I mean, now's the time to do that.
Yeah.
You but do then everything together.
But then he's going to leave me for like another kid, for a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like,
or
what
a bunch
the fuck?
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
Then you're going to have to pretend you like your wife again.
Yeah.
Isn't
that
the cycle?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
All right. We got a bunch of dumb. Actually, let's get plugs out of the way because I always forget. Mike, what do you want people to check out, dog?
Just check out my podcast, Racine Time. It comes out every week, and I got some dates coming up. I got Jersey and Chicago and Janesville, Wisconsin, and you can check those out on MikeRacineComedy.com.
Fantastic. Mr. Tomaselli?
Yeah, also check out my podcast, Super Selly Joe's. I do it with Joe Gorman. It's a lot of fun. Subscribe to the YouTube and all that, and I'll be on the road with you a bunch soon, so that'll be fun.
Yep. Yeah, check me out on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. PunchUp.live/ZachAmico for my... tickets. I have a bunch of dates being announced very soon. And hey, if you like the show, go to gasdigital.com today. Bunch of new upgrades to the site. Really running all cylinders here at Gas Digital. If you use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O, you get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows from over the last decade. And most importantly, that's right, you get our Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want all three, you got to subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the program, I appreciate you greatly. So I have been watching a new sport that I think I love, not Olympics. This is the Atherstone ball game, and it essentially seems like a hooligan free-for-all where they have one ball and hundreds of dudes, and whoever has possession of the ball after 2 hours wins the prize pot.
Okay. Is this done in the street?
Yes.
I've seen this, yes.
And it is so fucking violent.
Okay. I've seen
this. And I thought we would check it out.
This is what Green Street Hooligans wants to be. Like, all the guys who watch that movie are like, this is our thing. We're doing this.
Wow. What's the strategy here?
Yeah, I was about to say, once you're in that's it, right? There's just trying to get into the mosh pit.
Man, how glad must they be that black people haven't found this yet?
Yeah, dude.
They would just get dominant. Yeah. One black guy would beat all these guys, just destroy them all.
The arm thing? Yeah.
After how long? 2 hours?
Yeah, Shannon, what is the official?
It should be 2 minutes. You can't hold on to that.
I think the entire event is 2 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Shannon, do you have any?
Yeah, it says here. They throw a ball into the crowd at 3 p.m. Whoever has it at 5 p.m. Wins. Basically, the only rule is you can't kill anyone, but you can just beat the shit out of people. They also throw pennies into the crowd, and there is a gold one worth more.
So you're also now looking for a gold penny while everyone's just beating the shit out of each other.
What country?
Yeah, that is a great
That was not America.
England.
Ah, yeah, they love that shit over there. They love just getting in a brawl over nothing, dude.
Now, is that more or less dangerous than running with the bulls?
Because
running with the bulls, not everybody gets fucked up.
No.
You have to, like, start near the bull.
Like, a select amount of people get fucked up. It feels like everyone here is getting their ass kicked.
You can't really see the action, though, it looks like.
That's what's annoying. It's just a mot. It's just a mass. It's like Astro World.
And then you can't kill someone. How do you know if you've killed someone?
Yeah, that is a very fine line.
Yeah, I saw some dude just getting cracked in the head right there a bunch of times. So I'm like, that can't be it. How is this legal? How is this a thing? How do they?
I'm sure they all
sign a waiver.
Well, there's also. You ever seen
they get what? They get $200.
Oh, Shannon, what was the prize? Did they say?
Oh, hold on a second. I was looking up the injuries. I'll tell you that first. So it seems like usually it's just like scrapes, cuts, concussions. The only severe incident that's listed here is in 2020, someone had a heart attack. So that's like kind of separate. And then following excessive violence in 2023, police identified certain individuals who used excessive violence, like away from the ball. So they were just kind of like hitting people, not kind of part of the game. And I'll look up the prize.
Interesting.
Seems very capitalist, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Bunch of people fighting over, you know, one pile of money.
Yeah. And the gold penny.
Yeah, right.
That's very like...
Yeah.
Throwing it from your chariot.
I would get everyone together. I'd say, if that guy threw a gold penny, he's probably got more gold pennies.
Yes.
So I'll get the guy with the gold penny.
Hell yeah.
Now, you're going down a rabbit hole here if we're going to start going after the people with the gold pennies.
So it seems like the prize is the ball.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
It says there's a monetary prize of £10 for the players who manage to get their hands on one of the four ribbons tied to the ball. A gold coin is also thrown into the crowd ahead of the match, with whoever finds it being awarded a small prize. The main prize, however, is the actual ball itself, which weighs 4 pounds and is filled with water to weigh it down.
Mm-hmm. I lost some teeth, but I got this ball.
Have you ever seen the cheese chasing?
No.
So it's I think that one's... Was that Scottish or Irish, Shannon? Where they chase the wheel of cheese down the mountain?
I think Irish. Hold on, I'll find it.
So this is another. It's another just European people being unhinged.
Yeah.
And it's a giant hill, and they roll a giant cheese wheel down it, and whoever gets it wins. But it is, when I say a hill,
it's England.
It's England?
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Hold on 1 second.
There's a really good Netflix show called The Champions, and this is one of the episodes.
Yeah, that rules.
This is fun.
That's so
By the
cool.
way,
nobody's even close to the cheese. Everyone got fucked up. No one
By the way, everyone's hurt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Broken Everyone here has it. Broken and sprained ankle. Like, dude, the girl that won it goes, I got injured last year. And she takes her fucking shirt down and her collarbone is just out.
Oh, God. Fuck
my She's
ass.
Like, I never got it taken care of.
Oh, yeah. That wow. You don't. Yeah, it'll heal on its own as long as you can just.
But they're all, everyone in it has like giant, like fucked up elbows. Everybody's knees are all fucked up. I think everyone sprains their ankle because it's, there's like holes and shit in the hill. Mm-hmm.
There's a version that's in India and they put one woman on a bus.
Everybody wins that one. They all win.
Girl, yeah.
It's good to be back. I was depressed this week.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's good to be back at Gas Digital. Which would you rather do, ball or cheese?
The cheese, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a better fries.
Like, I feel like I could maybe tuck and roll that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And just
momentum.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like I would wait for everybody to go.
Yeah. Right.
And then I would get in a hedgehog ball.
Yeah, I was about to say, you gotta
Just plow through everybody.
It's like you're getting chased by a boulder. It's very like Indiana Jones kind of.
Yeah, you can't take a head start. Oh, that'd be rough.
I found a slow motion video of them going.
Oh hell
downhill.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that dip would fuck anyone up. Right there, yeah.
Everyone's fucking each other. Oh.
Izak, you gotta do what Sonic does.
Yeah, like yeah. Yeah, I gotta press B a bunch first.
Oh yeah. This is like Braveheart, but better.
Is the purpose to slide? It looks like they're sliding on purpose.
I think it's ideal to slide.
Okay. Look at that thing going.
Yeah, I was gonna say if their teeth weren't fucked up before, now.
I mean that guy's neck has gotta be destroyed.
Look at them all chasing that one wheel of cheese. You must feel so powerful if you're the guy who owns the cheese.
I got the cheese. Oh, look down at the them. Hill, got me my cheese.
That can't be good.
Took a tumble in the mud. Not many women in the running.
No, they
one.
Do a woman, too.
Oh, okay. They
do a woman where's, one and a man one.
Shannon, where's that one? Just the one with the women falling. No particular reason.
No, they're all like tough bitches. They're all like the kind of girls you would see running
that's
marathons
fine.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like they're all
they got muscles on their back.
Yeah, they got lats.
That's
scary. Here we go.
Here we go. It's funnier.
Just a bunch of fucking English bitches falling.
They're not going for it as much. They're all going rump first. There we go. Yeah.
They do it for women, but there's just a pair of shoes that they already have.
You get to cook the cheese for the guy that won.
I'm good.
Listen, there is few things feel as powerful as having a wheel of cheese. To yourself?
Yeah. Got a Lord of the Rings marathon?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
As someone who has had an entire steering wheel of brie in his possession. It's a powerful feeling.
But see, that is a little bit of like a peasant activity.
Yeah, 100%.
Watching a bunch of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's there's nothing to do here.
Yeah.
So let's watch each other fuck each other up.
But my question would be like who has all the cheese?
I think it's a company does it. I think whoever sponsors the event.
Right.
Mike's always like, who's at the top of this?
Who's at the top of this thing?
Who's Big Cheese is in charge of it?
Why are we all? Yeah.
Why are we fighting all? We had to burn down Big Cheese. Yeah. All right. We could use that as a jumping off point. I'm sure we're going to talk about it on Rap too. I didn't talk about it yesterday because it was a pre-tape. Mm-hmm. The BAFTAs thing. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, something stinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something stinks here. Mm-hmm. I think this, everyone fell for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, and I would love to get your guys' opinions. So for people that, I'm sure everyone fucking knows, that the BAFTAs award show, the guys from Sinners were presenting, one of the movies that was nominated was a documentary about a guy with Tourette's, or not a a feature about a guy with Tourette's, and the guy who that movie is based on was there, and he yelled the N-word. That's the guys from Center. So go ahead, Shannon. Why not?
Dora and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
What a beat.
We're here to celebrate.
What a beat.
Alan Cumming apologized, kind of, basically, if you were offended. But, you know, we don't. This is a person that can't help it. Mixed opinions online.
Yeah.
A lot of mixed opinions. Yeah.
It's a mixed basket of opinions.
A lot of people are like, you could have picked any word if you have Tourette's. Or not picked, but it, you know, why specifically that word? I don't know.
And I guess the guy has whatever I think they say it's like 10 to 20% of people with Tourette's have the one where you have to yell something
that you don't mean.
That's intrusive. It's basically you express your intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your brain goes, what's the worst thing I could do right now?
Yeah, right.
And then you have to do, your brain literally just goes, all right, let's see what this does. It's like the same. They yell like gun at an airport. I have a gun at an airport.
Yeah,
shit like that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So people are like, why is that word in his vocabulary? It's in all of our
characters.
We know the word.
It's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah,
forever.
And if you're at a public event and
Sinners?
There's two black guys on stage, what's the worst thing you could do?
Yeah. It's also the biggest black movie of like the decade.
Yeah, it's, right now. It's the worst possible thing.
And he probably knew it was coming right before it came out of his mouth. He's probably like, you know,
shit.
But I was trying to explain that to a friend of mine. I was like, you know, like when you're a white guy, you're always thinking about the N-word.
Yeah.
Because you can always blurt it out and it can ruin people's day.
It could ruin your it is an opportunity at every moment to possibly ruin your life.
Ruin your life, yeah. And it's so quick.
It's like
it's
that.
Just too, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. Right.
In a second. Well, 71 years of advocacy this guy has done for Tourette's.
Like most people don't understand that kind of pressure that we all deal with.
Now him and Kramer are just stuck forever being the guys that yelled the N-word.
Yeah.
It is like your finger on the red button all the time.
Right.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Right.
We're always just sitting there, dude.
It's always there. And it's because it's the worst. It's like yelling fire or like you know you're not. So I have, I am medicated. I am on Zoloft.
Okay.
And one of the things I am on for is because I have issues with intrusive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I just thought I was a really bad person because I would just have like horrible, like violent thoughts or like, what if I did this? Like I remember we had an assembly why you shouldn't call 911, like prank 911.
Yeah.
And I told my mom that night. I feel like I have to call 911 and hang up. Like I couldn't scratch the itch of wanting to do
it. Yeah. I did that once as a kid with a payphone. Just
it's a little funny.
Yeah.
You really somebody might have died.
Yeah, right.
Somebody
right.
might have died because they had to stop at that payphone real quick.
Yeah.
So I guess it's particularly I empathize with the guy because I have a small fraction of what that must feel like because I have this intrusive thoughts issue.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's the worst thing you can say. Now, we can separate like that's a horrible thing that happened with not saying that guy's a racist.
Right.
Because he also yelled, fuck the queen in her face.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
When he got the word from the queen.
Yes.
He yelled, fuck the queen in her face. And she went, it's okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So he's have other instances of doing this publicly.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. All
right. So here's my thing.
Makes even more sense.
This is where I think what stinks. What's something evil is afoot.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was a 2-hour pre-tape.
Right.
They didn't have to include it.
Mm.
They had 2 hours to edit that out.
I didn't know that. Yeah. You're saying it was an inside job.
Yes. Very much so. I think they used the controversy to, A, who the fuck gave a shit about the BAFTAs?
Yeah.
What was going to say a goddamn thing about it?
Right.
B, now Netflix happens to be premiering that movie soon.
Mm. Right.
You're telling me that they sat that guy close enough to a microphone.
Because you ever have moments where you're like around black people and you're like, I'm so glad I don't have Tourette's right now. Like I'm so glad that I can control my impulses.
Yeah, because sometimes you think, what's the worst thing I can do right now? Nothing. Every time I've ever been on the subway with a friend, and if I'm getting off the train first,
right,
all I want to do as I get off the train is Zig Heil them and say, see you at the meeting,
right.
And then leave them on the train with that. But I don't do that because I don't want to fuck up my friend's day. I think about it every time.
Yeah. I'm going to think about this now. I'm going to try to do
every
this
time the train goes.
Once it gets in your head.
I know.
Every time the train goes by and the guy sticks his head out the little window, I go, I wonder if I slapped him, it would decapitate him.
Mm. Like as fast? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I think about stuff like that, 100%.
Yes, I would break my arm, but I wonder if I could knock his head off like Jason.
Using the
momentum of the train.
After watching like too many Scorsese movies in a row, I would just like stare at people and imagine how arterial spray would shoot out of their head at that angle.
Yes, sorry, those are intrusive thoughts.
He's like, all right. Mike's like, oh, that's weird.
Those are intrusive thoughts. So
you get, there's a lot of arterial spray in those movies. It's just,
I just think this was a plan.
But do they act on their intrusive thoughts, too, or do they just say stuff?
I think some do. Some have to hit themselves.
Yeah.
That was one of my issues before I started going to therapy, taking Zoloft. I would punch myself in the leg at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. Like, in my sleep.
Because
I would be all bruised up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is... this is what a Hank Hill-ass dad I have. Yeah. I told my dad, I'm in therapy, you know, I've been having this problem. I've been waking up my wife every night screaming and punching myself.
Uh-huh.
And my dad goes, what you got to do, take a rope and tie your arm to your waist. And if that's not the most working class Italian dad answer, not, hey, let's open up this box of spiders that's living in my brain to find out why I'm doing it. All you got to do, Zach, you just tie your arm to yourself.
Go to Home Depot. So.
Yeah.
Jerry rig your sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Tie your arm behind your back. That way, you know, that way you can still have the crippling emotional problem.
Is it both arms or just one?
Usually just my right hand.
Okay.
And it's always the kneecap.
Yeah.
And I would hit myself so fucking hard.
Mm.
And it would just be uncontrollable.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, therapy and a little bit of medicine has really helped.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes now.
I slammed my head into the wall last week, and that felt kind of good.
In your sleep? Yeah.
No. I was installing a baby gate in the house.
Oh, okay.
I was having trouble with it.
I thought you just had a moment. You were like, fuck.
No. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, hell yeah. That's
feels
man
good.
Shit,
yeah,
you
yeah,
gotta
yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, it does.
If you're frustrated,
right in front of the kids,
yeah. Teach them something. Yeah, let them know how to let steam off.
That's how it. Yeah, that's how it's passed out.
Right.
That's why my dad was the flashlight dad, where I'd hold it and then he'd get mad at how I was holding it.
Like, yeah,
it's classic. So.
My dad was the get me, and he would name a tool that there's no way I would know what that is.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah.
And I would just bring back something, and I'd be like, "Is this it?" And he'd be like, "How do you not know?" And I'm like.
How would I
you never
that?
Taught me.
Yeah.
Because you work 6.5 days a week I'm upstairs with the lady of the vacuum all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
right.
the fuck am I supposed to know what these things are?
Right. I know all of mom's tools. Why is that?
Yeah, yeah they're in.
Ask me about
that. They're
dinosaurs.
In the little drawer next to the bed.
I bring mommy her toys all the time.
Yeah. How do you not know what a 3/4 socket wrench is? I don't know, man.
Because you know, you're not around.
Because I'm a boy.
Fuck dads.
But yeah, I think this was using controversy because there's no way they couldn't have edited it. They edited out somebody saying free Palestine.
I bet they did.
So I don't know. I think it tells us a lot about who's in control of the show.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah.
And
you're
yeah, I think
if you don't.
I think it was humiliating for those two dudes,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the guy who can control it. That's a humiliating situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super humiliating for the guy, and I think he was kind of being used.
Zach's mom is like, honey, can you bring me the fish spatula?
Yep.
Oh,
yes, mommy.
I wasn't. No, it was, get out of my kitchen! or your father took a poop that won't flush. Get me the wooden spoon.
Oh, jeez.
And then she would break it up, and then, now I got to buy a new wooden spoon.
Okay, at least she'd do that.
Yeah, no. I always suggested, why don't we use a wire hanger and not waste wooden spoons? But I believe Bobby has a poop knife.
Yeah, that's. I was going to bring that up.
A lot of
I've
families
heard
do.
That. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, there was a Reddit post years ago, and people were like, somebody was like, I thought every family had a poop knife
no,
in their
no.
house.
That's wrong. You just got to, you'd be better dieting. Like, more ruffage, more broccoli.
Right. I don't think I've ever taken a shit solid enough to need one.
Yeah.
Or I haven't in my dad used to leave like bowl chokers.
I've clogged
that
toilets.
Just didn't go down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken a shit that you felt widened your ass?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like you're like, oh, and you're like pushed it. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're breaching.
Like it hurt. Yeah, it's like you feel, you're like, Jesus. Yeah, I did it in the library once. I remember it that well. Like it's like, ugh. I left like walking weird.
Didn't you shit in the toilet that you weren't supposed to shit in at the Robbie show?
Robbie Bernstein show. And yeah.
Tell that.
Libertarian show. Mm-hmm. So okay. They didn't have a working toilet. They
Why
a,
would they?
Right.
They had a heated...
It's not the government's job to pay for that toilet. It's not. We just don't have one.
They had a toilet, and you weren't supposed to shit in it. It had a heated toilet seat.
Uh-huh. But it was like a potty.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
For a kid. It was a like...
Well, it was a toilet, but it wasn't plugged into anything. So everything was in the bottom of the toilet. So they would have to empty it at the end of the night. So they were like, please don't shit in it, because it'll fill up quick.
Right.
So I missed that part, and I went in, and I had been drinking Metamucil all weekend because I was constipated. So I shit everything in there, and then the heated toilet seat like cooked the shit in the fucking pot, and the bathroom got shut down the whole show.
Wait, you shit on the seat?
No. It just the whole concoction like.
Okay.
It was like a crock pot.
It started boiling.
Yeah, he had his shit on low and slow.
and they shut down
the
bathroom.
He had to add onions after 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't think Robbie likes that I tell this story, but it happened, so.
My sister came over and like clogged my toilet really bad.
Women's shits
and,
are like, the worst.
Yeah, I had to Google like how to because I was using the plunger, didn't work. I had to like pour baking soda in the fucking toilet.
Drano.
I've had dish soap work sometimes.
Oh really?
Yeah, it loosens it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just so because you can't not put a sign that says "Don't shit."
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that completely. He thinks I didn't. He thinks I think I was standing there, but I'm a stoner, so I was like looking off.
Yeah.
Like,
you're thinking, man, I'm going to take a big shit in a few minutes.
I wonder what dinosaurs existed 100 years ago here. Yeah. Dumbass. So that was me.
It's so funny that there was just no bathroom at the show.
Yeah, they were, nice. They were not happy with me. But yeah, everyone's just laughing. You know, Chris, I don't know.
Everyone was it like an outdoor show or something?
Like, no, it was in like a warehouse. It was a libertarian clubhouse hang.
Okay.
It was a shit. It was, yeah.
It was at a middle school.
Yeah, it was a good gig, except for that.
I think a working toilet is not a lot to ask for in a venue.
No.
I didn't rebut too much.
When I was,
there's a pun there.
But. When I was in Cannes, the lines to the bathroom were so long that
it's
everybody...
Like, hey, G-Robbie, I guess you need to call the government to help you fix the toilet.
Yeah. Listen, we don't deal with big toilet here. We take care of our own waste. When I was in Cannes, the lines to the bathroom at the bars were so long that all the guys started going around the corner into this alleyway to piss. And I was on... piss patrol for people. Like, I would stand there and make sure people didn't walk in on them.
I did that once.
And at a certain point, I had to tell people, I think you guys got to stop pissing back here. And I went, why? I went, look down. And it was like your shoelaces.
Oh.
Like, people were waiting in piss.
Wow.
That's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, that was the night I got bodied by the cop in France for running naked through the bar.
In France too, that's like their pastime. They like, well,
they tackled me and pulled my pants up and just said, "This is forbidden."
Oh, see, exactly. I was about to say, they're like, "Stop, just stop."
Yeah, they just pulled my pants up and they're like, "Get out of here, knucklehead."
Yeah, in America, that's a sex crime and all. Blah blah blah.
What you gonna do? All right, hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. PowerBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. We got more silly shit. All right. I've been enjoying My Strange Addiction immediately, and we've got a new one And don't see a lot of black gentlemen on My Strange Addiction. I feel like they don't play that shit.
Yeah, I was about to say that shit.
They got
good,
real
bro.
Problems.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, we've got a black gentleman, and he's got a very strange addiction. Not crack.
39 years old. I live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. Eats cardboard. Really? Ah. Okay, well, this explains why his teeth are British. You don't have to do this, bro.
Okay.
I'm addicted to eating cardboard.
It's not the worst addiction, but
it's not the worst, but
I have to spray my cat with a water bottle when he does this.
Yeah, man.
This is exactly what my cat does.
And cardboard.
By the way, that's the only that's the first ever black guy in Memphis to eat box.
That's whatever, man. I don't
that what what trauma gets you there?
Yeah.
It's got to be like when you were a kid, you waited for a delivery. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were super hungry.
Yeah, just ate. Yeah.
And you got your groceries once a month delivered in a cardboard box or something like that. So now you associate.
Yeah. There's tragedy to it, probably, where he was poor.
Because every fetish is something fucked up that pretty much happened to you as a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
More or less?
Yeah, maybe. Or you're just exposed to something where you're like, oh.
I think they say guys that are super into feet, like their moms probably walked around them barefoot a lot when they were super little. And when you're little, that was your eye line.
Mm.
Okay.
Maybe. As someone who's
I gotta call my mom. I gotta go visit my mom.
Yeah, as someone, I have a bit about it, but like, I don't think it's. I don't know. I think people get so weird about feet, and it's unnecessary. Like, I don't think it's weird to like, like someone who has nice feet, as opposed to not liking someone who has disgusting feet.
Yeah,
I think people even get weird on that, where they're like, "Oh, don't even bring up feet."
There's a difference between admiring feet and like needing to smell shoes.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. That's a
Well,
that's
I heard
a
that
fetish.
White people don't season their cardboard.
Would be eating plain ass cardboard.
Cardboard with raisins in it.
Who brought this cardboard? Who brought this cardboard to the cookout? Becky? Oh, I ain't touching it. Nah.
Bland ass cardboard.
Yeah, well, it took that guy to figure out how to deep fry cardboard. He's melting in the pot.
Do you have any cardboard? I want to see it. I mean, is it easy to like swallow?
I don't think it's got to be.
No, he's gotta chew it.
I can just tell you like a little bit because I watch this show, so I've seen this episode, and obviously for the sake of the show they do this, but it's so stupid that he goes to like a cardboard factory so that he can sample the different types of cardboard based on his teeth.
The schnozberries
He's got the little spoons. He's like, let me get one of the get the thin, and the extra thin.
He also would do a thing where he would like. Like wet a few pieces and then leave it out so that it makes it like crispier on the outside.
He's making cardboard jerky.
Yeah, chips.
Yes. And then he would like rip little pieces of it and keep it in little like plastic bags to take around with him while he works
prepping.
To snack. Yeah.
I have got an Amazon box for you.
He also says that it like gives him his power and that he's tried to stop eating it before and he feels like he doesn't have any power. But this guy has like the energy level of like a napkin. It's like I don't know like what he's like without power, but he says this is what fuels him is the cardboard.
Is this why so many black guys work for UPS?
Yeah, he's the only open one.
They're all secretly cardboard.
Right.
On the truck.
Right. One of them's watching me like, damn, man, why you gotta...
Come on, man. Come They're gonna on, know
yeah.
where we get our power. That's got to be, I think it's got to be a deep mental thing. It's not like you crate, because it doesn't do anything. It's not nutritious.
No.
So, like, the people that, like, eat their hair, their fingernails.
Do they ever talk about, like, the root causes of this, of why they do this stuff?
I think sometimes they go to a therapist, right?
This guy, they didn't. It annoys me on the show when they don't see a doctor, because I like that part of, like, seeing how it affects their body.
Right.
But this is something, it's called PICA. I'm just making sure I'm spelling it right. I'm not. I think it's PICA, but it's the desire to. Okay, PICA, an eating disorder characterized by the persistent craving and consumption of non-food items like dirt, paint chips, and hair. So it's just like a, it's an eating disorder.
I told you stop eating the cardboard. You're so fat. They get the doctor from.
Yeah, I mean, the worst is the lady that was eating her mattress and the one that was eating her husband's ashes. Right? Is there anything better than that?
Those are pretty good. There was a guy, I don't know if it's recently or if I was watching an old episode, but he was addicted to tuna fish, but like not just eating tuna fish. It was the smell of it, and he just left cans of it all over his house, and there were bugs and mice, and it was the worst thing. And then he goes on a date with a girl, and then just, you know, of course they have to do this, but it was so dumb. And then so he pulls out the can. He's like, I just have to like let you know this is what I do. And she just like walks out. The worst one. This season, it really bothered me.
I love getting Shannon revved up, dude.
So look at her.
This is the worst one. The woman who, she was so obnoxious, and she would, all of her food, she would blend it and snort it. I can find a video if you want.
Yeah.
She would blend it and snort it, and it really, really pisses me off.
I also forgot about the couple that was addicted to coffee enemas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was weird. Yeah, I didn't like that. We did that on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. That woman.
It was like
they
three a day.
Off.
It was like three a day.
They pissed me off.
They both didn't work because they were so busy shoving coffee up their ass all day.
You don't have to.
Sounds nice once.
Right. Like,
yeah, man.
This is a snorting food lady. She's the worst.
There's quite a little bit of spice in this guacamole. I'm nervous, but I'm excited to try it.
Braces? As an adult?
Just blend it as it is. Sometimes I'll add something.
How do you fuck up your teeth when you don't chew?
Yeah.
Italian restaurants? I don't have an aversion to chewing.
She snorts her food.
You can still consume it that way.
That come with food.
Am I like no? It goes down the same thing.
No, I think it's all.
It doesn't though. Like that's she claims. I'm gonna pause it for a second. She claims that she does that. She's been doing this for 5 years and that she's lost 30 pounds during those years. But it isn't actually. Most of it is not getting into your into you nutritionally. So it's impossible that she's been doing this for 5 years. And also, you'll see. I'll play it as I'm talking. But as she's snoring, it's like it takes her 6 years to make this cup go down like a quarter of an inch. It's like none of this makes sense.
Don't overeat. I consume less calories.
This is horrible.
This woman needs to be flame thrown, dude.
It's awful.
$30. It's not a lot. 30 pounds is not a lot.
I have had bloody noses about once or twice, and that was more at the beginning.
What happens if she blows you?
Really except...
Dude, her nose looks like it's collapsing.
Nobody accepts
and she sounds like
nobody
she's stuffy.
Me for who
yeah, of course she is. She's gonna have Artie Lang nose.
Her skin's bad, dude.
What the fuck?
I hate this woman.
Yeah. It doesn't seem real.
It doesn't.
I hate her. I don't like
her. Isn't
she
the worst? She's so unlikable.
I cannot stand to have hate in my life. If I'm at
you deserve hate
events,
in your life.
Sometimes I'm absolutely stuck by social norms to eat orally. It just makes me very uncomfortable. I'm very socially awkward and very quiet. Because of that, I do try to avoid events that I'm going to have to eat the conventional way.
Dude.
I still vote for the lady that was eating her mattress, but... Because, boy, did that lady prove you are what you eat.
She was a big bulbous one.
Oh, yeah. She was quite a sizable gal. All right. Here we got some more body cam footage. Eminem's ex, Kim, body cam footage from DUI arrest.
So I actually found a couple of extra ones. There are three total of these body cam videos. The first one is when they're doing the breath test, and then I have them questioning her, and then them searching her car.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's the first one.
Breath test, all right?
So this is Detroit.
So all you're going to do is take a deep breath in and then blow
but she
up,
made
like
it home.
Blue, yeah. Okay?
She crashed. I don't want to ruin it.
Keep going.
She looks like Eminem. Like old Eminem, too.
And Dr. Dre said.
Driving under the influence. Kim, you a basshead.
Hopping out, two broken legs, trying to walk it off.
All right, Kim, can you go ahead and turn around for me, please?
They don't show you what her BAC is.
Put your hands behind your back.
Can I let my family know what's going on?
Yep. No, we will. You've been cool with us.
I'm just sitting there going, I paid for that fucking Range Rover.
And the tattoos, the hoodie.
tattoos and hoodie are fine.
So long.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, fellas, there is a song about me about how I'm a drug addict and a drunk.
Sorry, I'm used to being in the trunk.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop this one. Nothing else really happened to you. I'll go to the next one. Okay, so
back from the dead.
The second one is the questioning, where she's like basically saying that she hasn't been drinking at all, but she crashed into her garage.
Oh, that sucks.
That's crashing into your garage. Is it a crime? Come
on. That's like shit in your pants sliding into home base.
Exactly.
I stopped at this, and I always have my brakes on because it's dark down there. And this guy who was in a little blue neon, little blue car. Or whatever, and he came into my oncoming lane as I was pulling out.
Crazy how much
shit. I didn't have no choice, like actually, to go around him. I didn't
see
the
tan. Dressed like 50 Cent.
Pickup truck.
The best.
But I did feel
dressed like a stud.
And I said, I'm gonna go back down there and take care of it as soon as you guys all get calmed down for bed. I didn't plan on leaving. I do have insurance. I have my tags up to pay. I didn't
want to
leave it like that.
Honestly, dude, exactly the way I thought you would.
It under so much more understandable why he hates Machine Gun Kelly.
Dude, I was thinking that.
She looks and carries herself just like, dude, the one.
Yeah, she's just got to go like this and be like,
yeah. She's got to paint her nails and flip off the camera. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Bang Megan Fox, have a bunch of kids who are weird.
Go ahead, Jen.
Okay.
That little blue car involved.
You know, Charlie's mom from It's Always Sunny? This is like the young version. Before she's like,
I honestly, I don't know.
She's got a cast.
Well, the knee brace over the pants is weird.
No, this is Detroit. This cop looks like an open micer from Brooklyn.
That's
stashed.
No, you hit your garage door.
This cop looks like when the guy who was supposed to play the cop in a movie didn't show up, so they just put somebody on the crew in a cop uniform.
She caved in a little bit, dude.
Her story doesn't make sense as to why she crashed into the garage.
She crashed into a garage because the guy was following her?
Yes. Or then also someone came into her path in oncoming traffic.
Is this the same incident or different?
Yeah,
same one.
The same.
Do you want to grab your insurance?
All right, and I'll show you when they search her car.
Did someone call the cops, or did they just pass by and were like, oh, she crashed into her...
Shan, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know that part.
Passing by makes sense. If they called, I would have just been like, not answered the door and been like, my car's...
Did you see that video in Jersey of the lady who, the drunk driver who crashed her car into the daycare?
No. Shannon, look it up.
Yeah, I can find that. I know what you're talking about.
Shannon's like, I got it.
No. I know body cam footage.
What do we got?
She got some good stuff. No. Bottle of water.
What do we got, Kim?
It's not the color of water, though.
Any smack, dude.
Okay. Oh, is that a bottle of vodka?
Yeah, so I believe there's booze and soda in the bottles.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Hell yeah.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
A report here says she had had a fifth of vodka and someone dared her to drive.
Oh, bad, dude.
Yeah, it's very, very clear.
She's got the, when you put booze in a soda bottle.
Yeah. The way you drink when you're 11, fucking 19.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is.
Hey, 22.
Let's rock, dude.
So empty fireball shooter there.
That's not God, trash. Yeah. The nail in the coffin of trash.
No, I was hoping that you still had that on you.
Oh, dude, cream soda and fireball? That's what we gave out at my wedding. That legitimately was the favorite at my wedding.
I thought you didn't need a straw.
Do you want to do it?
I thought you just hovered over it.
Oh, they can test it? That's fun.
Oh, they're test. Oh, wow. Hell yeah.
I can,
good tech, dude.
I can smell the crown.
Yeah, it's alcohol.
Hell yeah, dude. Honestly, Kim rules. Okay, take it all back.
Here. I'll try to find the other one you were talking
having
about.
Having a good time.
Dude, that's fucking
who
ballsy.
Hasn't done that?
Not as an adult. Yeah, no, I'll just take it back. In the last year.
I've been. Who hasn't done that?
In the last year, I've definitely been driving with someone who had soda, a booze in a soda in a soda cup.
Yeah,
but we were in the middle of nowhere. There was no other cars on the road. I was fine with that.
Yeah, drunk driving is such a blurry line. Like,
yeah,
you know,
literally.
Everybody thinks they can.
Yeah,
I would it's even fun. Say we all had one friend growing up we trusted.
Yeah,
right.
I had
to
a...
be the drunk driver.
Right, right.
Yeah. I had a friend's older brother one time drive us to the mall drunk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, on the way there, we figured out he was drunk. And we were like, well, we're already halfway there. We're not going to get out of the car, you know? We made it.
Yeah.
Dude, there was another one we watched recently. His chick was nonverbal. She was so fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And they found 40 bottles of vanilla extract tossed in the back.
Why?
Vanilla extract has alcohol. It's like half alcohol.
Oh, really?
And she had so many DUIs, she wasn't allowed to buy alcohol
okay,
anymore.
Okay.
So she was just clearing out the vanilla extract at the grocery store. Do you
That's
know
so
how
expensive.
Fucking bad that must taste, too?
It, yeah. It's like $30 for a little bottle.
And, dude, her whole back seat was filled with it.
Yeah, her. That's like, yeah, that's not, oh, my God. That's
she couldn't make words. She was so fucked up.
Ugh. Jesus Christ. The things I find out on the
Shannon.
Show.
I found that the video that Mike was talking about.
Impact then happens in an instant.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah.
There you see it.
Kids fine.
As that gray SUV slammed into the mother and the young boys who were standing there.
Oh, that is crazy.
Oh, gosh, that poor little boy. This happened Friday.
Oh, gosh, she did kind of like pick a kid to save, though.
Yeah.
One of her sons is now being
I think because the other one fell, the other one was standing. She didn't really into account the other one. The other one was going to get crushed if you watch carefully.
The mother had back and neck injuries. Police immediately.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She did.
That driver, and we
she picks one, goes to get the other one, but he gets hit by the car.
How did the car
she did pick one, Mike. She picked the one on the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
I would use that against my mom forever.
Me too.
I would just have that video going every Christmas. Dude, yeah. That fucking car knocked the shit. Can we watch that? That car knocked the shit. Because
it looks like the car's going to tip over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Immediately, your first thought is that kid's dead. And then it just kind of pushes him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're,
I want to see that again.
That's horrible video evidence for their case. Oh, he's reaching out. Oh, he's so sad.
He's fine. Walk it off.
She even even goes to the kid who's crunched. Well, she's sort of like trying to fit. Oh, well.
I think she's trying to figure out if her other kid is pinned.
That's what I mean, dude. This is just, whatever, dude. She's a bad mom.
What did that lady say when she got out of the car? Is this Dunkin' Donuts?
Is this the line for pickup?
I saw like four blue kids. Are they okay?
Yeah. I'm Tim's mom. I'm a little late. Sorry. Holy shit. That's fucking brutal. All right. We got a little bit more to go and we will wrap up soon. Butler, Ohio, Republican Mayor Wayne Dingus has been charged with voyeurism after he was caught sniffing underage girls' underwear.
Okay.
Mayor Dingus, how could you?
Yeah.
Shannon, what do we got?
We got to make an example out of some of these people.
Do you want to see like the little news thing about it?
Of course.
Dingus is facing two counts of voyeurism after he was allegedly caught on camera sniffing a teen girl's underwear.
Looks like Jimmy Carr.
I went to Butler
dude.
And spoke with the chief of police, Eric Winbickler.
It's a little girl.
Didn't say much.
It's basically that the village council was aware of the incident and the charges, and they're going to be discussing it here undetermined date, but sooner than later.
He referred me to the Richland County Sheriff's Office.
We'll be more than happy to give you all the information that we have for the public records request, but at this point we think the report speaks for itself.
Okay. Alright. Well, I'll be glad to receive that.
The report that states that the victim placed a hidden camera in her bedroom after suspecting Dingus had been in there before when she wasn't home. She said video showed that he picked up two pairs of her underwear and smelled them for several seconds. Dingus was in court this morning. He was released on the 10th.
Pause. Dingus. That's the only face you can make.
If you're getting arrested for...
is that
the underwear. You don't go, I'm going to put on my best Steve from Blue's Clues shirt.
You're right.
It's already, dude, you're Mayor Dingus of Butler.
Yeah.
And you fuck that up. Now, so I'm assuming this is someone who had access to her room. So maybe it's a stepdad sitch. Can he just go, I was checking to see if they're clean.
What happened? They put a camera in the girl's room and he was caught.
So the girl said she put a camera in her room.
The young girl, yeah.
And that she saw him pick up two different pairs of underwear and smell them.
Okay.
I think you got to go. I was checking to see if they needed to go in the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
That's got to be your only defense.
Only defense, yeah. It was right.
Or you go on My Strange Addiction and you say, I'm addicted to sniffing little girls' underwear.
It says that he also, he was smelling the clothes for several seconds as well as touching his groin area over his clothes.
That's a tough one.
Sorry, bud. R.I.P.
When I was helping my dad move into his last house with his chick and she has two kids. She had a teenage daughter at the time. She's an adult now. And they packed. I've never seen people pack like this. They kept all the clothes in the drawers.
Yeah.
And just taped them closed.
Yeah.
And then would hand me the drawers to bring upstairs, and then we would bring up the empty thing. Mm-hmm. And the first thing my dad's girlfriend handed me was a drawer of her teenage girl's panties. And I'm just standing there with an entire drawer of little girl underwear. And all I could think to do was put it all over my body, but around my legs and my arms, like I'm the ultimate warrior with the tassels.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like as a bit, cover myself
in every pair and then walk in with the drawer under my arm and just go, work smarter, not harder, right, boys? Mike, you used to work with people moving. What's the most inconvenient ship? It's always a chick who's still packing as you get there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, leaving the clothes in the drawers is, they should be taken out and put in boxes.
I agree.
Yeah. That's kind of a policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lady thing to do.
Why?
I mean, they're just going to go back in the drawer anyway.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's kind of the worst with boxes. It's Asians. They pack their boxes kind of heavy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's just?
I like them for other reasons.
Do you think that's just work, a cultural thing? Like they just give the or they just don't give a shit.
I don't know. Their boxes are always really heavy.
Maybe they have heavy possessions.
Yeah, it could be
bonsai trees, stones, shit like that, right. Nunchucks, all heavy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Gongs.
Right.
What's the most ridiculous thing somebody asked?
To move?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard stories about sometimes people just have randomly really heavy stuff. Like these guys that I know had they moved somebody who had a cattle scale that they had to carry up two flights of stairs.
That was me. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get my health in order. I had I knew a guy in college who had an old school giant TV, mm-hmm. but back when before flat screens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the TV was the size of the common area.
Yeah. I remember those big screen TVs.
But it was huge. It was it was a five-person job.
Yeah.
And he made people move it to and from his dorm rooms for years. And that's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm. Even just a sleeper sofa, that's kind of the worst.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I don't know why people have those.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the sectional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that TV, I just think about that. Some poor person had to carry that 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you leave in your basement and it never goes until...
Yeah.
Until it's time to throw it out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It was I can't express how big this fucking... They didn't have a table in their common area. They just had chairs and the TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a status symbol back then.
Yeah. 2005? It's a little late.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little late. Yeah. Right, by then, I think you get a decent flat screen.
Right. No, I had a flat screen in like 2006. I bought one.
Yeah.
It was kind of a big deal. It was like $700.
Dude, it's crazy. When I look at TVs, and I'm like, man, what these go for now, I would have shit a brick, dude.
Yeah. Back in the day, they were so expensive, it felt like. Am I wrong?
Dude, the first when I got my, that was the first thing I did when I had a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted a giant TV.
My parents, for a Christmas present, the Christmas present will pay for half of the TV you're getting.
Okay.
That was my Christmas.
The first thing I got, and I got like a stupid big TV. Mm-hmm. And my wife was furious. She's like, that's ridiculous. We got to get a smaller one. I was like, give me one day with it. Mm. And we got stunned and watched Planet Earth on it. And she was like, I love this fucking TV.
Nice.
Now I can't. I wouldn't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Once you play an old school video game on a giant TV, and you compare you feel like a little kid again because the screen's the size it was when you were little.
Right.
It's so much fucking fun. All right, we're almost done here. Sure. Bizarre weight loss trend has people using cling film as mouth condoms for food. I think this is more of a.
Now, why didn't the Tourette's guy do that?
Yeah, that would be a yes, he should have.
Or the cardboard guy.
I think this is more people showing off for Instagram. Like, you know how like mental illness is trendy?
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody wants to compete for who has the worst problems?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is like an eating disorder like challenge almost. Mm. Shannon?
Yeah, so this is very, very stupid. I'm going to show you a video of like, it seems like Asian women are doing this mainly. And what I don't understand, I can more understand, you know, when people like try to quote unquote diet and they like chew the food, then spit it out.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me because you're tasting it. Mm-hmm. This, it's like if you just need to chew something, then chew something healthy if you're just not going to have the taste. But here's a couple of them doing it.
In China, hay personas que están metiéndose plástico en la boca.
Yeah, this is retarded.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, I don't think this is, I think this
genuinely
is,
does nothing. It's actually. No. Just be bulimic, you dumb idiots. Old school bulimia is way better than this. This sucks. Every time I come here, I get disgusted and angry at society. Every time you guys show me something, it makes me go, fuck everyone in
the world.
Feel
like this is just posturing for the internet.
Oh,
this can't be real.
I don't understand the purpose behind
it. These people suck. Fuck these people. Every last one of them. You tell him I said that. She's just ripping the bag. It's not even.
What?
This guy's too old to be doing stuff like this. What the?
I don't know.
Whatever,
what this part
dude.
Is.
Whatever the fuck. This guy.
This is got. That's like a chastity belt for your mouth.
That guy looked like someone who belonged in the Hellraiser universe. Fuck this.
That seems like a punishment I would get in hell.
Yeah. You could only chew the food and not taste it or eat it. You're like, just let me bite through the plastic once.
I think that one's just Asians being weird. All right.
Classic.
We'll end on this. Birmingham doctors report rare case of man with three penises.
Are they going to show it?
Let's see it, yeah.
I don't think they ever show that.
Oh.
No, and so what turned... I had to like look into this a little bit more than this article that you shared with me, and it appears that this is a dead person that they discovered this on, who had donated their body to science.
I would too.
Right.
No, surprise.
But he didn't know that... He never knew about it. So the two extra penises were like inside his testicular area.
Oh.
So he never knew that they were actually there. And
that's
then,
crazy.
And this like three penis thing is like super duper rare. Like there's been a couple two penis things, but this one is like a crazy rare thing that they just assume he never knew.
So
that
he's
had.
Dead and they still didn't take a picture of this.
No, I couldn't find it.
Imagine your relative dies and you're like, maybe he'll use his body to cure cancer or something.
It's just, no, he's a freak.
Nope, he had two secret dicks inside him.
I'm furious we don't get the picture. I've never wanted to see something on the show more.
Most of the time when you're born, from what I've read, when you're born with it, they take one.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's a DJ in South America somewhere whose parents wouldn't let them. And he just has two dicks.
Do they work the same way or no?
I think one works better than the other
one. Yeah.
Shannon, can you look that up? Am I correct? I think it's somewhere in South America, and he's like a famous DJ.
You know how your parents are like, if you don't play with these toys, we're going to donate them to a poor family.
Listen, you got two dicks and two hands. Okay. Don't ever tell me you're bored.
Yeah. So this guy...
I'll give you something to play with. Your father's got four dicks. I'm exhausted.
So the guy is called Double Dick Dude.
Hell yeah.
Or Triple D. Branding. Triple D doesn't make sense. Discuss his condition in a Rolling Stone interview. He is not publicly known as a professional DJ. He has diphalia, which is the medical condition. He had 1,000 sexual partners, and it just says it's an extremely rare condition. Oh, he from Perth, Australia.
Okay.
So lame to count. So
does he get to count each one twice?
Yes, some of them only had fucked one of the dicks.
If you have two dicks, it has to be so. And if both work,
yeah,
it has to be the easiest thing in the world to get laid.
Yeah, you just pull. They're gonna. Yeah, some horny chick's just gonna be like, "I'll try. Why not? I'm gonna suck two dicks
or two girls." I feel like you get a lot of two girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can. My question is, can he come with one and then the other's ready to go?
It does say that he is bisexual.
Oh, no.
He likes just doing whatever he wants with whoever he wants.
Well, now it's gross.
Yeah.
His longest relationship was with a couple. Everyday things like buying underwear was an issue. Both penises are fully functioning. I can urinate and ejaculate through both at the same time.
Like when a ventriloquist drinks water.
He said he considered entering into the porn industry. He knew some people that worked in the sex industry. I don't know why he did it. And then nobody had seen it. I remember thinking about it, but I don't want to become a novelty. My dignity is priceless.
No, it's not.
DJ Dick Dude. Or what was it?
It's not DJ Dignity.
Right? The fuck?
Shannon, if you came across a gentleman with two fully working penises,
I would get him on the SDR show.
What would be your and say you were he was tall and handsome and charming,
chiseled,
yeah,
gorilla type,
yeah,
Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your type. Mm-hmm. What would be your strategy?
My strategy on like what to do with them.
He's super tan.
I mean, well, you have like two hands or like a hand and a mouth.
Okay, but you would go for both or not? You can go one at a time.
But for the
novelty of it, of course, you want.
I guess it depends. Is this like a fling type of thing or if this is a relationship? Because if it's a relationship.
Who's joined at the head.
Yeah. We want to hear the fling, Shannon.
That's what he should be married to the girl with the two heads. The sisters that are connected.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's the move.
Yeah. Wait, but.
but then what if the other one can't reach the other dick, and so then it's like when you have a carrot on a string and you're trying to get like a horse to run? Like, what if that happens? That's just inconsiderate.
Mm. Good point, Jorge.
Thank you, Jorge. Excellent. excellent interjection.
It's always helpful.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah,
jerking off. It's got to be like doing the elliptical.
Yeah,
like that. You got a lot. You got to have core strength.
Yeah.
Is it like one next to each other or one on top of the other too? I'm curious.
Oh yeah, Sharon, does it say if they're next to each other or like a stoplight?
How much space between the two? Was one bigger than the other? I have so many questions.
Because if it's like a stoplight, if it's dick under dick, then I guess you just go
ass
anal and vagina.
Yeah.
Okay. But that seems like a lot of work.
That does.
That's a lot of prep.
Yeah.
And precarious.
Especially for the bottom dick. Like that, geez.
I don't know if this is real, and this probably isn't. Oh, wait, is this a child? Never mind. Let me not show this.
Yep, let's not.
You didn't share it, right? That wasn't on the screen? Okay.
No, we did not share a child's two penises.
Whatever the fuck.
That's two charges, Shannon. What are you doing to us?
Too much fun on my podcast today.
Oh, maybe this is maybe this is real? I don't know. Hold on. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it says double dick, dude.
That looks...
And he's uncut. Nice.
Real.
What?
It doesn't seem real.
That looks prosthetic to me.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Too much vein on the left one.
Yeah, like but that's why you have two. You have your choice.
Veiny or non-veiny?
I would tie him.
Of course he's uncut.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Click away.
Yeah, I would tie him in a. I would tie him in a bow. Throw him over my shoulder like a Continental soldier. What a dream. I would kill to have either of those.
Yeah.
And most of the pictures are children.
Yeah, let's not.
No, don't do that one.
Let's not look at the freak children's penises.
I don't need those.
Let's not. They've been through enough. All right, let's go.
It's already at an hour, and we didn't show any child pornography.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say, we're gonna call it now before we're flying too close to the sun.
This feels like when you return a rental car and you didn't have insurance on it. Like, nice.
Yeah, yeah, we're
pushing our luck though.
Yeah, we're really dancing on train tracks with this one. Before we show any child pornography, let's call the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. My guests have been Mike Racine and Alex Tomaselli. Please support them in everything they do.
Thanks,
and we will catch you. This Friday on the bonus episode. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's.